Okay, let's go back to our top story now, that new cost-benefit analysis of the National Broadband Network. Someone who knows his megabytes from his gigabytes is Josh Taylor from the technology news website ZDNet. He joins us now from Sydney to talk through the report's findings. Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've heard claim and counterclaim this morning from the government and the opposition. What do you make of this analysis?
Well, up front, you've got to be aware that this is a government commission report, so the fact that a government commission report finds what the government wants is actually not all that surprising. Malcolm Turnbull, before the election, said he was going to get the Productivity Commission or an organisation to do that like that. Instead, he got a panel of four members, including well-known critics of Labor's Fibre the Premises project. So the outcome of the report is not all that surprising, but it is a fairly substantial document that's worth actually looking at. It does actually point out that a lot of the benefits and the productivity benefits that come with very fast broadband are much better realised if you can get broadband out to people faster. And their argument is that, based on the timelines that were put out part of the NBN strategic review last year, people will get onto fibre to the node much quicker than they'll get on fibre to the premises, and therefore start using it a lot more, and therefore it is a lot more cost effective. And I guess that's sort of the basic premise of what they were trying to get at with the report.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, obviously their argument is that if you can get people off what the speeds that are on now onto even better speeds on fibre to the node, maybe not as good as fibre to the premises, then the productivity benefits that come with that immediately are much better than waiting years and years and years for fibre to the premises. So I think it just depends on how you look at it, because the way that they've argued the benefits side of things is that the benefits of fibre to the premises aren't fully realised yet. We don't know what applications are going to be able to use them, whether they're going to need all those higher speeds. And I think that they're sort of taking a very sort of conservative view of whether it's worthwhile to invest all that cost in rolling out fibre to the premises now rather than just waiting and seeing if the applications are there in the future.
Yeah, it's a tricky area to go through, and it's an issue that's attracting lots of comments already this morning from our viewers. Josh, as you know, one of the key findings of this report is that the average household in less than a decade will be happy with 15 megabits per second. Will that be enough?
I don't know if that's actually going to be the case. The report found that it's between 15 and 48, I think, is the sort of top tier. But if you look at the NBN take-up rate as it is today, a lot of people who are jumping onto the plans are jumping on those higher speed plans.
Yep.
So whether they actually have the demand for it, they already want those higher speeds when they actually get a chance to get it. And I think that the report sort of basically projects what people are happy with and using today, and then extrapolates that for what they're going to use in the future. And I don't think that's probably the best way to do it, because they actually point out in the report that they can't actually foresee applications. You know, you've got 4K TV that uses much higher bandwidth. People will be using more and more of that. There might be an application that comes along further time that uses a lot more, and it's hard to sort of predict that sort of thing. So they've taken a very conservative estimate for what every household will need.
That's right. And I mean, one of the points made in the report is that internet TV viewing could go from 80 minutes a month in 2014 to 47 minutes a day for adults by 2023. That could be conservative as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just, per household. You know, you've got so many people living in a household. One of the great misnomers for the use of broadband is about how it's just for TV. I don't think that's sort of a fair justification for what we use broadband for. It's for everything. It's for, business, education. It's going to be used for healthcare, things like that. And I think that all those factors are taken into account in the report, but they're basically labelled as, it's sort of additional benefits, and a lot of the applications that they were looking at, particularly in terms of health and things like that, were things that they believed were also available on fibre to the node. So the benefits that you would realise on fibre to the premises would also be available on fibre to the node. But the fibre to the node side of it is actually fairly questionable, because you've got a whole bunch of other factors, such as getting access to the copper network, the quality of the copper network, and a lot of that wasn't really factored in too well into the report. They said that they spoke to local and international sources, but it's hard to see whether they've actually got an assessment of the copper network in it.
And finally, Josh, let's look at people in rural and regional Australia. It makes the pretty obvious point that it's going to be very expensive to update broadband speeds in those areas, but we really don't want a two-tier society in Australia, do we, with people in the cities enjoying much faster speeds than their friends and family members in the bush do?
Yeah, exactly. The report interestingly said that the best way to get benefit out of broadband is to just drop the fixed wireless and satellite rollout entirely, which the government has already said that it's not going to happen. It basically put in the situation where the costs for those parts of the network are already in place, so getting rid of them is actually not going to happen anyway. So I think that, you know, if you want to get ubiquity across in broadband, you need to make those sorts of investments, and that I think the government sort of acknowledged that that is something that needs to happen.
Josh Taylor, thanks for making it clearer for all of us for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.
And some more comments on that. Jeff says the government has difficulty in seeing into the future. Go back 15 years and compare what we had then to now. Technology is moving way ahead of government thinking. They have no idea. Well, that's blunt.
Yeah, that's true. And that's the point Josh was making. It's very hard to extrapolate where things are going now. Just think of how quickly technology has advanced in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, the iPad's only been around since, what, 2012?
So I can't even get my head around what I might want to be doing with the internet in 10 years' time.
Yes.
Because we don't actually know what it might enable us to do.
Indeed. It's a world of possibilities. So keep those views coming via your broadband network.